Praise the Lord. Message number 32. The title of the message, Harvesting God's Promises. Let's open our Bible to Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, and let us read from verse 1 to verse 12. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father the son He delights in. Lord, we thank You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness. We come before You in the name of Jesus, and we ask You, Lord, to guide us and to help us, to support us. And Lord, let Your word bring You glory and honor. Let Your word bring You the harvest that You delight. Let Your word bring to us Your instruction and Your teaching, Lord, and the way, O God, that You want Your people to walk and to follow, O Lord. I pray the message will bring salvation, will bring, Lord, help, will bring healing, deliverance, will bring people back to You, O God, will bring sound teaching so that the people will follow and get blessed. O God, anoint my lips, O Lord, and put verses and statement and words from Your throne to help Your people and to speak to each and everyone Your instruction and Your word. That be, Lord, impartation of wisdom and faith and answers for questions and solution for troubles. We thank You, God. We bless You. Take the message with the Holy Spirit and let be heard in the ears of those who are waiting for Your word. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What we have read here, part of Proverbs chapter 3, there are a lot of God's promises and more blessings awaiting for us. But as we know, for each and every God's promise or blessing, there is commands and things that we need to observe in our life so that God will fulfill His promise and God will fulfill what He had spoken and planned for us. In verse 1, the word of God say, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. The teaching of the Lord is the word of God. And Jesus say in John 14:15, if you love me, you obey my teaching. As we obey the teaching of the Lord, we show our love unto Him. As we keep the commands of the Lord in our heart, the Lord would be pleased. And the same word of God that we keep and cherish and obey and put in our heart, that means we love it, the same word of God will bring the blessing and joy and good life unto us. Verse 2, why we need to keep the teaching, not to forget it, and why we need to keep the word of God and His commands in our heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. The commands of God that we obey, that we love and observe, these commands of the Lord will prolong our life. Long life will come from the Lord as we obey His commands and not forget His teaching. For they will prolong your life. These commands of God will bring us to eternity, and we will live with God forever. It's not only our life will be prolonged on earth, but you will have eternity, eternal life with God forever in heaven. These commands that you observe every time you obey the word of God, this word of God will prolong your they will prolong your life many years, not only that, and bring you prosperity. Long life with the troubles, there is no use, it is suffering. But prolonged life with the prosperity is a joyful life. So here, why I need not to forget the teaching of God? Why I need to keep the commands of the Lord in my heart and loving it and applying it in my life, so I will have a long life and I will live in the house of the Lord forever, and I will live in prosperity. Even if I have little things, but what I have will make me living in a good life. With the little what I have, I'm still enjoying my life, because the Lord will help us to enjoy every moment of our life as we obey Him. The prosperity here does not mean you have a lot of things, but even with the little what you have, you are still enjoying life. God will take troubles and problems from you, and that by itself is a real prosperity that each and everyone is longing to have. Verse 3. More promises of God we are going to harvest today as we obey His word. The word of God here, it opens our eyes to the hidden blessing that we are not getting. How we will get it? When we apply His word carefully in our life. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Verse 3. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. That is verse 4. Love and faithfulness. God command us to love. God command us to love Him. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. God wants us to love Him, and we show that by living our life unto Him. And God wants us to love the people around us, even to our enemies. God wants us to show love in forgiving them, praying for them. Still, we will not revenge, because God says, love your enemy. And life directs us that we will live our life sacrificially toward God and toward doing His work and His will and spreading His word. Love and faithfulness. God called us to be faithful to Him in prayer, in reading His word, in praising Him by the good conduct of our life and living. That is our spiritual act of worship. God wants us also to be faithful to our families, to our spouse and children, providing for them and doing our marital and family duties. God wants us to be also faithful to the church. God wants us to be faithful to the church that God had to place us in, working in harmony with the leaders of the church, with the vision of the church, in bringing our tithes and our offering faithfully to Him, and in doing the service and contributing to all what we can in time and talents and material things to the church that is doing the work of God. And God also wants us faithful to our work. God wants you to be faithful to the place that you are working, to be honest, to work diligently, and to pray for the people around you, and to do your best there. And God wants us also to be faithful. Faithful to the place that God had placed you in, to the country or to the nation, to pray for the well-being of that country, to pray for the prosperity so that you will prosper, and to evangelize the good news to those who are lost. If your life will be full of love and faithfulness, as the word of God say here, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, it will be a necklace to you, and write them on the tablet of your heart, that will be the way of your life, and that's what you love to live. Then the following you will receive: you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and man. If you keep this principle, love and faithfulness, you will receive good name in the sight of God and the sight of man. Now, to have good name, that does not mean that you need to compromise. No. Even the people will hate you, will be upset with you, but still God will give you a good name because you have kept love and faithfulness. When the Lord came, many there were angry with Him, but the Lord Jesus Christ has a good name. John the Baptist, even he was beheaded, but he has good name. Paul, many they were angry with him, but he has good name. And not only if you keep love and faithfulness, you will have good name, but you will receive favor from God and from the people. The Lord will grant us favor. If you want the favor of the Lord, wherever you go, then keep love and keep faithfulness in your heart and in your life. More promises we are harvesting today from His word. But we need to observe His ways. As you hear the message, and you observe the message in your life, then the harvest is for you. Verse 5 and verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. No one likes to go in a crooked ways, or ways that is uneven, or there are many turns in it. mountains. This way does no one like to go through because it is tireful and it is not easy, it gives hardship. The same life. No one would like to pass through problems and hardship and difficulties. We want to live a life that the paths that we are moving are straight, like you are driving in the highway, is very easy. Because the way is straight and it's so easy for you to drive. The same, life will be straight. The Lord will make it straight and our path will be straight if we observe the following. Trust the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust anything but trust the Word of God. What the Word of God says, that what you need to trust on, that what you need to put your trust in. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. What God say, what His words say, that what you need to trust. Suppose you wake up in the morning and you read the Bible and the Holy Spirit put in your heart and mind a verse. God is speaking to you that things. You need to trust what God is telling you. Lean not on your own understanding. Even what the Word of God says, it might contradict your understanding, the reality, the circumstances around you, but you need to choose not to believe your senses. What you see, what is in your mind, the way you think. Certain time, we have a certain knowledge in our mind. That certain knowledge will block the faith in God. Because we have certain knowledge, then we will not exercise our faith to overcome certain problem. For example, I have worked as a doctor in my life. Since I know many things about medical fields and diseases and the outcome of certain diseases and treatment, sometimes I am tempted not to pray because, oh, it have to be treated by medicine, this is how it needs surgery. But then the Holy Spirit reminds me, lean not on your own understanding. My son sometime is praying for healing because although he's young, his mind is open to the healing grace of God. He has faith that God can heal. I have also faith, but because I have a medical understanding and medical knowledge, sometimes this knowledge unawarely will jump in and will block my faith. But the Holy Spirit, and I praise the Lord for that, He remind me, you need to pray. You need to trust God. God can heal. God can do miracle. God is higher than any doctor or medicine. I'm not telling you not to believe in doctors and I'm not telling don't take medicine, but I'm telling you pray. God can still heal and do a lot of things more than what we can think and imagine. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Whatever you're going to do, plan small or big, put it in the hand of the Lord. Whatever you are going, put it in the hand of God. Maybe God will cancel it. Maybe the Lord will correct it. Or the Lord will approve it. If you trust in that with all your heart, if you will not lean on your own understanding, if you acknowledge Him, if you are going to acknowledge Him in all your ways, then He will be the one to make your path straight. More promises to be harvested. Verse 7 and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. What the Word of God say? Don't be wise in your own eyes. Sometimes we have our own wisdom. Sometimes you have your own wisdom. You have your own philosophy. You have your own strategy. But that is not the way that the Lord wants you to be. There are wisdom that come from devil. There are wisdom that coming from the flesh. And there are also, there's a wisdom that come from the world. And there's a wisdom that come from heaven. So certain time, you have a devil wisdom. You have your flesh wisdom. You have the worldly wisdom. You have got that wisdom from the people and the world around you. What the word of God say, do not be wise in your own eyes. Sometimes you do good things. Even the wisdom of devil sometimes it look nice. Worldly wisdom sometimes look very beautiful. But that does not mean that we adopt such kind of wisdom in our life. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Second, fear the Lord. When you know something wrong, don't do it. When you know that God is not telling you to do that, don't do it. Fear God. What God say you do. Sometimes you want to revenge. Sometimes you want to retaliate. Sometimes you want to rebel. You can do that, but you need to fear the Lord. The fear of God is the one who is stopping you from doing wrong. Fear the Lord and shun evil. When it comes to that, your problem can be solved by doing wrong. Don't do it. Don't do it at all. Because the Lord will not be pleased. If you follow verse 7, and what it says, do not be wise in your own eyes, fearing the Lord and shunning evil, what you will harvest, this will bring health to your body. Oh, praise the Lord. If I do these things, it means that I will have good health. Yes, because evil doing things against God, adopting the wisdom of devil, it put your body into danger. It may fall into sicknesses. Yes, this will bring health to your body. Good health, now I understand, not only from the food, from good food, or from caring for myself, exercising, no. It is coming also from fearing the Lord, from shunning evil. What else we receive in verse 8? It says that a nourishment to your bones. These are the vitamins. Some people, they are looking for vitamins and tonics and medical food and medical drinks. But they forget they can receive all that from the Word of God. As the Lord spoke to me about this message, I enjoying it. I enjoy it. Even now as I am preaching this message, I am enjoying it. I am receiving health to my body and nourishment to my bones. Verse 9 and 10, more promises to be harvested. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops, then your bones will be filled over flowing, and your vats will brim over with a new wine. Honor the Lord with your wealth. Whatever you have is belong to God. Bring your tithes and your offering to Him. The tithes belong to God. Best offering also to the Lord. With the first fruits of all your crops, the first fruit, the first harvest, if you are a gardener, if you are a farmer, the first harvest to God, the best of the first harvest to the Lord, the first salary to God. If you have a project and get the first bonus or the first business is to the Lord. Many of you don't observe that, but we need to observe that. Tithing, offering, and the first fruit. The Lord said the first fruit belong to God, belong to the Levites and the priests who are serving the Lord. As you give it to them, then the Lord will bless you. As the tithe and offering and the first fruit will go to the church, and the church will dispense it to those who serve the Lord and also to the work of God, then the following blessing will flow in your life. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vase will brim over with a new wine. What you have, barns and vase, will be filled, will be overfilled. That is here the blessing of God. God will pour us so much blessing that you will have no place. You say here will be filled over, flowing, and the vase will brim over. So overflowing and brim over. So what we have, what you have, it will be less than the capacity of the blessing of the Lord. What you have to keep the blessing is not enough. Is not enough. Even in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 it says, bring the whole tithes into the storehouse of God, so that there will be food in my house. And test me in this, say the Lord, and see if I will not pour out so much blessing that you will have no place to keep it. You really will have no place to keep the blessing of the Lord if you are faithful and practicing all that what the word of God say in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 verse 11 and 12. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in. Sometime you ask the Lord, Lord, I want to feel your love. But in the midst of discipline, God wants you to feel his love. In the midst of your suffering, God is giving you hardship because he treats you as a son. Don't be upset with the Lord and don't resent. Don't despise the discipline of God. That is how the Lord is loving you. When you do something wrong and the Lord disciplines you, that means God loves you and he disciplines you because he still considers you and accepts you as his son. God, when he disciplines you, that is a sign of his approval. To tell you the truth, when I do something wrong and the Lord disciplines me, I am happy, I am so happy, because I know I am still considered by the Lord as his son. If you do something wrong and the Lord will not do anything to you to discipline you, then be fearful. It might be God has rejected you. It might be the Lord is not considering you as his son. That should more bring in your heart the fear of the Lord and bring you to repentance. God discipline is God's blessing. When you do wrong, you deserve a blessing. That is a blessing of the Lord. That is the discipline, is the blessing of the Lord. Because God disciplines those he loves. And he punishes everyone except as his son. From verse 1 to verse 10 in Proverbs chapter 3, It tells us you do this and you receive that. But verse 11, it gives us the promise of God for our wrongdoing. What is the promise of God for our wrongdoing? Discipline, rebuke, and punishment. That is the way God loves us and cares for us. In my heart, one more verse I want to share with you at the conclusion of this message. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6 and verse 7. Humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in the due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Humble yourself. Humble down in God's hand. Humble yourself. Don't do your own. Don't be wise with your own eyes. Don't lean on your own understanding. Fear God. Shun evil. Even you can do. You can do it with your own self, with your own hand. But fear God. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Wait upon God. The Lord will lift you up in due time. At the right time, the Lord will lift you up, and he will give you what you deserve and what is due for you. But you need to wait for him. And when you are waiting, cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. God is caring for you. God is caring for you. What is your pain? Give to him. Tell him, Lord, this is my pain. Let's now pray. Let's come to the Lord. Let us kneel down. Give to him your pain. Who is disturbing you? A person, condition, circumstances. Give it to God. Tell him, Lord, I give you my pain. I give you my suffering. Don't take any problem on your shoulder. Give it to Jesus. Give it to God. Hand it over to him. In every prayer meeting and after the message, I always encourage the people. I say to them, don't take any problem home. Give it to God. Cast all your anxiety unto him. Because he cares for you. He loves you. Yes, Lord. Comfort your people. Encourage your people, O Lord. You help, O God. You guide, Lord. You provide. You strengthen them. With the Holy Spirit, you guide them, you support them, you strengthen them. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Let your message, O God, bring you glory. Comfort your people. Help them, O God, to obey. And those who are obeying, Lord, give them your promise, O God. And I pray, O God, those who are waiting for you, you comfort them. You give them patience, perseverance, and help them, O God, to stand firm with you, O Lord. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Master. O God, let the purpose of sending this message, I pray, Lord, shall be accomplished in the life of your church and in the life of your people and in the life of your servants. Take the message with the Holy Spirit and spread it to the whole earth. We thank you and we bless you. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.